And every time I look around, I got to cart of wood. And if he called a cart, it wasn't a cart. I had another person come in and stack it for me, and it wasn't a cart. Mm. And I'd let it stay there for him to see. And he didn't make any amendment. He didn't make it out to court or anything like that.
Yes, ma'am.
And he had some kind of excuse. And So I told him I was going to put it's going to cost you mighty heat to put in gas. I said, well, I don't think it costs me any more than what I'm paying you for wood.
Just about everything is more expensive than it used to be.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I just had the gas put in. On all this, I did it after, since the death of my father, because when my mother's here, but she.
You know, those big pieces of wood that burned a long time, did you ever hear people call them either a backlog or backstick?
Backlogs, yeah. Mm-hmm. They call them backlogs.
Mm-hmm. Would they burn all night?
Sometimes they would. Sometimes it would, and they'd burn up. It wouldn't be anything there but ashes some mornings, according to the. I think it's according to the size. See, what they did, they split those logs.
Yes, ma'am.
They would split them, and that looks seemingly made them burn faced.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm. Well, did they have another kind of wood that they would use to start the fire with?
Yeah, they call them pine knots.
Mm.
Lighted.
Yes, ma'am.
They wouldn't say light wood. They meant light wood, but said lighted.
Right, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Was that pine?
Yeah, that's pine, but it was this fat pine.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And you just break it, take a little stick and break it and set the fire right on.
Burn pretty quick, man.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. And then you see you have kind of a nest of it and put it under that log, and the log soon catch fire.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have something inside the fireplace to put those backlogs on?
No more than those andirons.
Yes, ma'am.
So, but see, those andirons was made for gas. Those are, but yes, these others were little black irons, and you had to set them inside of that place.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. See, those are, you don't set those, I mean, that's far as they'll go. But the others were set inside of the fireplace. They wouldn't be on the outside.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that you're talking about that sit inside the fireplace.
Inside. They're little black logs. They're just something like this. It's just built something like that, but they were made out of little black iron.
Did you ever hear people call them dog irons or fire dogs?
Well, I've heard of dog irons. We didn't have any, but I've heard of dog irons.
Mm-hmm.
And some people might have called some call them dog irons.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Well, was there any particular name for the open place right in front of the fireplace?
Hearth.
Mm-hmm.
They call that the hearth.
Was that?
You're talking about where that. You're talking about here.
Yes, ma'am.
This.
Right.
This is the hearth.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Was that just to prevent spark from popping out on the?
I reckon so. All of them was right. Built like that. And this, these others, the dog irons wouldn't set out like this. They'd set here.
Inside.
Mm-hmm. They were little black lines that sit in here.
They weren't quite as fancy as those?
No, they weren't fancy at all.
Mm-hmm.